to the show. Welcome 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 to the show live on RogueServer.com/Whoopee. It's currently March 31st, 2026, 7:24 and 33 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time, and welcome to the show. Whoopee, whoopee. I'm not sure what whoopee is. Maybe it's like, we'll figure it out along the way. You're listening live exclusively on RogueServer.com. It's the only, you know? Live in the Rogue Server File Jockey studio. I'm your File Jockey tonight. Live coffee sounds. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh, no. Oh, you're kind of chuffed.
Yeah.
It sucks. This phone
ring.
Welcome, welcome to the show.
Thank you for calling the Radisson Hotel Bismarck. For new reservations, please press 1. For marketing and events, please press 3.
What's up,
for the front desk and all other inquiries, please press 2.
2.
Thank you for calling the Radisson Hotel of Bismarck. For Radisson reservations and guest services,
press 1.
For sales and catering. Please record your message after the tone and press the...
No, I'm not recording a message. Wait, did I fail the phone tree? Whatever. I failed the phone tree, I guess. I already called that one. I need to have this better laid out. And welcome to the show. We're live. You can tell from the lack of phone calls. We're live, and I'm very, 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 very unprepared. Even though I had plenty of time to be prepared.
Yeah, you had all the music playing. What the hell, man?
I did.
We're live. March 31st on a Tuesday.
Yeah. There's no wasted show tonight. That's... It's the main reason I'm doing a show tonight.
Bummer.
Yeah.
We keep wasting in our memories. Keep wasting your thoughts, guys.
Oh, I haven't called this one.
Hi, ma'am. How you doing today?
I had myself muted. Hello, ma'am. How are you doing?
Yeah, how can I help you?
You're buzzy.
Hello?
Hi.
Thank you. Yeah, that's the David Suites. And how can I help you?
Are we allowed to hit the orchestra here? The phone line was so buzzy, and then I have no ideas. It's a combo.
Fucking lady.
What's wrong with her?
She didn't say hi back.
I think I had myself muted. I don't know why I was muted, but I was.
Was she able to hear me?
And she should be able to hear you.
you for calling the Best Western Plus Eastside Saskatoon. For the front desk, press 1. To make a new reservation, press 2. For group booking or for the front desk manager, press 3. For lost and found and housekeeping, press 4. For the general manager, press 5. For all other
inquiries,
press 0 or stay on the line.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Am I going to deal with that? No, that's awful. I'm sorry.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How do we, hello? You're the bed and breakfast.
Yes.
We have a skunk.
You have a what?
I have a skunk.
Mm-hmm. Keep it.
Do you want him? I think he's yours. Sir? Oh.
Ew.
Meow.
Meow.
Yo.
Oh, that's wrong.
Hey, Cloud Master, do a call.
Okay.
I'm sorry, everybody. I'm all messed up. Goblin's Grill.
Well, that there's sounds no, exciting.
Oh, there's no phone number.
Goblin's Grill?
There's no phone number for Goblin's Grill, unfortunately.
Sounds like my ex.
There has to be a phone number.
Where's this at?
We're in Kanata. There's no phone number. What the f-
Is it Saskatoon?
Saskatoon. Saskatchewan.
Saskatoon?
Yeah.
What was that one scene in the Grown Ups where the ladies are all, the guy was all like, I'm just Saskatoon.
Oh, I don't know.
I'll look into chat.
I need one of you guys to go.
Hi, Blue Rhino.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, how
are you?
You go.
No, you go.
Hello? I got my...
Hi, Blue Rhino.
Hi there, how are you, ma'am?
We got the guys here. We're all eager and lined up. We're ready to go. How do we...
Hello, this is Cindy speaking.
Choo-choo. We got the guys
Hello.
Here. Hi.
How may I help you guys?
Well, guys, what do you need help with?
Skunk.
Yeah.
Skunk.
Can I do order in? Can I order on the phone?
Cindy.
Who is this?
I'm Jacoby.
GGOG.
There's like 10 people talking to me right now, so I need one person to give me an answer.
Oh, we're all eager, lined up, and ready to go. We're just so excited.
Meow.
The Blue Rhino.
Meow.
This sounds like
That's normal. We're all ready to go.
Hey, how do you feel about the Canadian government overruling the country?
I am devastated.
I'm interested in the China-Russia border dispute.
Well, it's all a very interesting sort of things happening down there at the Blue Rhino Pub and Grill. Do you have a menu for us?
Hey, can I order a Michelob Ultra?
With the
Well, it's because we're ordering food down there and everything, and we're all eager and lined up to get down there. Yeah. We heard good things about your establishment.
Yes. You guys are wanting to book a reservation?
Yes.
Yes.
You just kind of want to walk in. Do you accept a walk-in sort of deal?
Sorry, could only one of you do the talking? It's hard to hear and discern what you're trying to say.
Well, I'm sorry. We could just do one of us talking.
Yes. Okay. So you're trying to make a reservation?
Yes.
Well, I'm not interested in a reservation, personally. If we're able to walk in, is that something you're able to accommodate for us?
For what, tonight?
Yes.
Anytime.
Yeah, soon.
Today's fine.
Well, maybe tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you guys can come in anytime. We don't have any reservations at the moment.
I'm busy tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow I got a lot of, I got a lot of free time tomorrow, and I'm eager.
Is there any rooms with bunk beds?
And we're ready to go.
Okay.
Do you guys
tomorrow?
I don't know if they're going to
make a
little
ultra bells.
We do serve milk.
I don't know if that's actually going to work for me.
Do you guys serve milk down there?
What's the Wi-Fi?
I don't drink alcohol.
I'm lactose intolerant. You can't drink it around me.
I've been taking bong rips all morning.
I just want a nice cup of milk.
We won't smoke inside.
Wi-Fi password, please.
That was fun.
And break.
Yeah, she's
We're good, guys. We're good.
Ah,
I like that.
Another great group of guys. Incident.
Just the pure chaos of everyone talking at the same time.
Yeah.
Group of guys.
All eager and lined up.
Choo choo.
I need to turn the sound effects down. Oh, and welcome to the show. You're listening live on RogueServer.com/Whoopi. I'm your host, your Rogue Server file jockey for tonight, with special guests Catalyst, Cloudmaster, Hootis, Rosin, and Tiff. In the studio, live with me, we're all looking at each other, we're all making eye contact, visually, not physically.
I see you.
Hello.
Oh, who wants to do Remedy Bistro?
Tiff.
Nope.
Uh-oh.
It's you, Catalyst.
I think it's Rosin.
He respectfully muted his microphone in the studio.
306.
Oh, they said no.
No, Rosin left.
Oh.
He had something better to do.
Oh.
Who just left? Who?
Okay, Rosin's back. Wait, am I able to? Yeah, I think I can do that. Welcome. A clothing store? Okay, I don't know what. I've never called a clothing store before.
What type of clothes?
Used.
Oh, that's fun. You can find things in the pocket when you get home.
What are you going to find?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see where this takes us. Let's go to Plato's Closet, and I think I just want to do something with the name, if they pick up.
They're an interesting company.
Closet has a 50% off, Clarence. How can I help you?
Hi, Clarence.
Hello?
Can I come down there and use your closet real quick?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Hey, Plato. Can I come down there and use your closet real quick?
Use our closet?
Can yeah.
Can you expound on that?
I just want to hide in there for a little bit.
No, you can't.
Please?
No, thank you. Goodbye.
I'm going to buy a shirt.
With my white
I kind of went nowhere, but I liked your hesitation.
No.
Oh, pottery store is closed. Car store is closed.
Everything is closed in Canada, eh?
Yeah.
Campings.
You know, they only have gravity a few hours a day.
What?
Interesting.
That's crazy.
Oh, painting. I don't know. I think this is like house painting or something.
Hello?
What's up?
Hi.
How are you?
Hi there.
Hi. I love you.
You're cutting out and I cannot hear a word that you're saying.
Hello?
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi there.
You're the painting?
Yes, I am.
How do we do it?
What?
How do we do it?
How do we do what?
Painting.
That's a silly question.
I'm new to... She said no. Dance school? I think I'm gonna say what it is, and if you wanna please.
I wanted to ask her if she could teach my dog how to pant.
Okay.
But then I interrupted Rosin and I didn't mean to. I'm sorry, Rosin.
Okay, I interrupted you. You go. You do your thing, buddy.
Oh, the chaos. I'll say the name of the thing, and if you wanna talk to it, just pipe up. Okay, so dance school.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, you're broken. Udas, you're all broken packets and stuff.
Yeah.
It sucks. Sorry.
Voicemail.
You've reached 306.
Oh, no. The chaos. Oh, it's giving telephone numbers.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd like any of them or if they're
chalice?
Open. It says the bait shop.
You know,
bait shop,
you know,
is 24.
About it's a lot of chalice going on.
A lot of what?
You know, like chalice? It's chaos. I'm trying to say chaos, but without the silent K. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Cahoots.
Brewing company.
Oh. Brewing company?
Yeah.
I'll take that.
All right, Russ.
I'm about to order a shit ton of cakes. See if I can order cakes.
You've reached 306.
Jesus, is a gardener for certain businesses around the way. I think he's Hispanic. I'm not sure if I said his name right. Welcome to the show.
What time is it?
Oh, it's 7:43 and 55 seconds post-meridian. We've had a grand total of 1 minute of phone calls during the entire show.
This is a great thing going on.
Oh, this is an evil phone number. It's a grill.
What's the last
Last word is all
six. You know you can call Oh, okay. You know you can call brothels too. They do a lot of more stuff.
Oh, those are people working hard jobs at the brothels.
He supports brothels. I haven't supported a brothel yet.
It's a hard job and honest work.
And make an honest living.
Yeah. French Toast Family Restaurant.
French Toast, huh?
Yeah.
Are they even open?
They should be.
It's a breakfast place.
French Toast Family Restaurant over there. First?
Hi, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
When do you guys close? You guys like close in a few hours or what?
Usually we close around 7, but if it's busy, we'll close around 8. If you
all right, cause I have like a
you could always just
cause I have mm-hmm. a team of baseball like mini league coming in, and the place we just went to, they just like. They weren't having anything, and we were just thinking of just coming into here instead of going to a pizza place. How do you feel about them coming into your establishment tonight? It's only like 10 kids.
10 kids? I mean, I am the only server in the evenings. If you are okay with like maybe a little bit of a wait, that's fine.
Yeah, they can wait.
Send you guys away.
They can wait your whole life.
Like 10 people. Yeah,
yeah. What's the wait time?
So, when were you thinking? You were thinking like.
In like 30 minutes or so. They're about to be done baseball practice anyways.
Yeah, like I said, if you're okay with just maybe a little bit of slower service, that's fine. I'm fine with it.
All right, cool. Yeah, I can come on down.
Obviously, I'll do my best. But
can you put down 15 minutes? What was it, buddy?
12.
Yeah. 10 kids.
No, it's not 10. It's
1,000. The 1,000 kids. Yeah, no, to 15 kids are gonna be coming now.
All right. Yeah. That should be fine. So.
All right, yeah, we tip you really good. Yeah, is the other team coming now? Yeah, the other team is apparently coming now. Yeah, we're going to have to bring about 15 people in.
15? Yeah.
I don't know, like,
ask if they have any Adderall.
First?
Do you guys have the Addies?
So what's first?
Do you have Adderalls?
These kids have ADHD and they're all jittered up.
It would fucking suck that if a group of kids came and fucked the whole lobby, but I'm trying to see if you have Adderall.
Adderall?
Adderall, like, you know, like Addy.
Like the drug?
You know. Yeah.
They're just out of pills right now.
I'm not sure if I'm understanding you correctly, but we don't have Adderall, no.
No, you guys don't have Adderall? What kind of... Can I just put an order in for a small stack of pancakes?
Yeah, you want to do, like, pickup or something?
Yeah, pick it up. I want to see this... Yeah, for 50 people.
So, how many, what were you thinking?
I was thinking just 1,500. Yeah, it's just a light 1,500. Are you okay with that?
Actually, I don't think we'd be able to do that much.
What's the most you could do?
We got the entire team coming in.
Like, you want me... to ask how many pancakes 30? I can make?
Yeah, can you make 30? Do you have enough blueberries over there?
We could do 30 pancakes, yes.
Hey, Hootis, how do you feel about 30 pancakes? What does your team want?
Don't forget about that
30. Advocate. 30? 30? No.
There's that one kid that's in math. He's half a kid.
So, can I get 29? And no, we're doing only 30 people.
No,
the parents didn't want to pay up front. The parents didn't want to pay up front. So we're just going what we're at. What? How do you feel? Hey, ma'am, how do you feel about us coming in about 15 minutes?
And you said it was 15 people?
100.
Yeah, 15 people.
15? Yeah, I can do 100. I heard 100 in the back there. We will not be able to fit 100 people, but 15, 1-5, I can do.
It's 15 and a half. I'm sorry, there's 15 and a half of us.
I'm so sorry, there's like five voices coming through your thing. I'm not really able to understand.
Sorry, I'm very schizophrenic
here.
Right now. Sorry, I'm being a little bit schizophrenic. My bad.
Do you accept gold as payment?
No.
You guys say Cash App card?
So I actually am a bit busy in here, so if you guys are coming in, that is fine for 15 people. If you do actually want to do a pickup order, that's fine. You can figure out the order and call
like
me back,
three,
and I can put that through.
I pay you in gold.
It's about like 50 people because we have two big fans just coming through. I don't know if they're going to be coming with us because they were at the practice, but I'm pretty sure it's only going to be 15 and a half people at this point.
100.
Yes, like I said,
whatever
15 is fine. But I do have to go at this very moment.
The bird's back.
Come in a bit with 15 people. That is fine.
I think I'm going into labor. Are you going to be able to accommodate that?
1501.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Gross.
101 people.
Exactly.
Oh, I gotta...
Ah.
Okay.
Welcome.
Nature.
That bird's back, dude. Go kick its ass.
Scare tactics.
Scare tactics?
What's Cloudmaster when you need him the most?
I don't know what's happening. I have zero ideas, or I'll just... I like the chaos, the energy we're cultivating. Oh yeah, he has that bicycle. It's pretty cool. Oh, I haven't been keeping up on the chat. I'm sorry.
It's private. Don't look at it.
Okay, I think I'm gonna... It's like a couple degrees too warm in the studio here.
Olive Garden, Saskatoon. For large catering orders or for carside pickup, please press 1.
Uh-oh.
To check current dine-in wait times or for parties of 6 or fewer, to join the wait list before arriving, please visit the Olive Garden Canada app, or olivegarden.ca. For all other inquiries, or to speak to a manager, please press 2 now.
It sounds so sad.
Thanks for calling Olive Garden Saskatoon. For large catering orders or for curbside pickup, please press 1.
I'm pressing 2.
Somebody get this man a therapist right now. Somebody get this man a therapist right now. Why you sound like that?
I think they did it on purpose. Oh, and I'm not sure if I've said this or not, but welcome to the show.
Thank you for calling Michael's, where we have everything to create and celebrate anything.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Michael's.
Hello.
Good evening. Hi. Thank you for calling Michael's.
Hi. We have a hat for Michael.
Excuse me?
We have a hat for Michael. This is Padre. We have a hat
I'm thinking you have the wrong number.
This is Michael's.
Are you wanting the independent grocer or are you wanting the craft store?
You have the Michael's on the phone number.
Yes, but there's 2 Michael's stores in the city. Which Michael's are you needing?
The one on the phone number ending in 0.
So you want arts and crafts?
Yes.
What are you needing?
We have a hat for you.
What kind of hat?
It is a Trilby. No.
Nope.
I went back to hats. I've been having a lot of success with skunks. Oh, wow. I just received some messages showing where the show is being listened to. That looks pretty scenic.
Hey, who's doing the next call? You are, or?
I'm not sure I've had anything like super duper good tonight. I'm gonna try. I also don't have any real good ideas either.
Me either. You know what? I'm gonna see what the word of the day is.
Oh, Wappy. I'm fat.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm fat.
Okay.
So, are you guys good for me?
No.
The word of the day is oblivion.
Oblivion?
Uh-huh.
I saw that movie.
Where did this come
from? I know about that game.
Okay, so... Happy Liam Hot Pot? And Rosin said he was going?
Yeah. Yep. Diane Rosin.
Hello, Happy Dan.
Hi, honey. How are you doing today?
Hello?
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Yeah, I was wondering if, what kind of specials you guys got going on right now? What kind of specials?
Of
What kind of specials you got going on, honey?
Oh, we don't have any special for now. Yeah, just the $28.99 for one person, and the party is extra charge. If you, the birthday, so the table for the birthday people can have the free meal, yeah.
Okay. Can I make a reservation for 7?
For which day?
Today.
7? What time?
7. At 7.
At 7? So for which people? How many people?
7 people.
7 people at 7 p.m.?
Yep.
70.
Can you do 70?
70?
Yeah.
What do you mean? So 7 people. What time for today?
No, 70. 70 people for 7 p.m.
70 people?
Yeah.
70?
Yeah, 70. 70 people. Are you able to accommodate for that?
Sorry, well, I don't think we can serve.
What's the most can you do? What is the most you can do?
12 people.
Alright, can I just do 12 for 7 at 7?
12 people at 7 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay, what's your name?
Gerald with a J? Gerald?
J, yeah.
Yeah, Gerald with a J, yeah, my name is Gerald.
Okay, so 12 people at 7 p.m., right?
Yeah, yeah. Can I also do another reservation? Okay. Can I also do another reservation?
So you wanna... Yeah?
Yeah,
Which day?
The same time, same day for 12 people.
Sorry, we only have the one table for 12 people.
Can you can't combine them both?
No, sorry. The table is
all right,
fixed
that's
on the
fine.
Floor.
Yeah. Can I just do 12 then? Can I just do 12?
Yeah, so just the one table, right? For 12 people?
Yeah.
Okay, so anything else?
Yeah. No, that'd be fine.
Okay.
My name is Gerald, by the way. How can I... Yeah, my name is Gerald. What is your name?
Okay.
Can I just have a couple of waters before we come in here, can we just have the waters just laying down?
Yes.
Can you have them in cups? Can you have them in cups ready at 7?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, I'm an entirely different person. Could I make a reservation for 12 people at 7 tonight?
Sorry, we only have one table for 12 people. Have more people, like 12, so you have to sit on the separate table.
No, I'm a different person entirely. I'd like a reservation for 12 people at 7 tonight.
I know, because the last people called Gerald, right?
Yeah.
So he wants to make a reservation for 12 people. So our restaurant only one table for 12.
No, we have 12 people, though.
Yeah, so how many people do you want to make a reservation total?
Well, I'm an entirely different person from Gerald. My name is Gerald with a G, and I'd like to make a reservation for 12 people for one table.
So how about your friend, so does he still want to make a reservation? Or you want to make a reservation total, or just a separate reservation?
I'm a different person, but we're all coming in on the same day.
Sorry, we can't do that.
Well, what about Gerald with a J then? Is he out?
If you want to make a reservation for another 12 people, so you can come for tomorrow, yeah.
We have 70 people, though. We all want to get them in tonight.
So sorry. We can't contain 70 people at one time.
We have chairs. We have our own tables and chairs and stuff.
We don't have so many chairs for 70 people.
I have chairs.
Sorry, we can't do that.
Gerald with the J is gonna have to. I think Gerald with the J is gonna like have to like, you know.
Hi, ma'am. Who is this guy on the phone? Who is this guy on the phone, ma'am? Is he on the like? Did he tap into your system or something? Who is this guy on the phone? Do you know who it is? Good sir, who are you and why are you interrupting my conversation? My name is Cheryl too, man.
What time is it currently down there?
Sorry?
What time is it currently down there?
Sorry, because we only have the one big table for 12 people.
Yeah.
And we can't serve, if you wanted, you have the 70 people come to our restaurant, right?
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy.
Yeah?
Hey, buddy. I was taking the reservation first. What the hell?
Because I'm Gerald.
You trying to come up in my shit? No, I'm Gerald with the G, buddy.
I'm Gerald with the G. I'm Gerald with the J.
Get off your phone.
I don't care who is making the reservation. Hey. But I can't make a reservation for you, okay?
Can you cancel all the reservations you've just made?
Yeah. We canceled all the reservations, okay? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Hi.
You got checked. No, you got
no reservations. Fuck you. What the hell? I'm fucking up my shit.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry for buddy. I always don't like to make like fake reservations because that like could hurt their business.
Oh yeah, I know. It's okay.
So I feel like I have to butt in. It's a thing for me.
All right.
Seven zero seven D.
I'm locked in playing. I'm locked in playing Call of Duty.
Oh, nice! You're getting all the points.
Yep, I'm getting all the XP points. XP.
Like experience.
Uh huh.
I saw Spean posted something in the chat, which sounds kind of fun. I'm not sure how I'm going to tackle that, though. Oh, and welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Wuppy. It's Wuppy Wappy every March 31st, 2026. It's 8:07 and 28 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time, and we are live. Oh, and we have live microphone sounds too. Listen. That's live. You don't get that on a pre-recorded show. And we have live scratching too. From a DJ Catalyst.
That was my teeth.
Okay. Wait, I didn't call this. DJ Catalyst live. Oh, I forgot what this was. I think it's a food place.
I've eaten food.
Oh, Catalyst, can you talk to food?
Thank you for calling the Brighton Cake Steakhouse and Bar. How can I help you?
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm great, sir. Hi, how are you doing?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great, sir.
Phone? Did you drop the phone?
Nope, not yet. Here, sorry, sir. Do you mind just going on hold here for a moment? I'll be right back with you.
No, absolutely not. No. Do not put me on hold. If you put me on hold, I will literally drink myself to death.
All right, here. I'll be right back with you, sir.
Hello? No. Do not leave me. I have questions. Oh, damn it. Now somebody's got to tell him I'm dead.
Oh, I can't do dead over the phone.
It can't be me. I can't say I'm dead.
Oh, you can't do death over the phone. It's bad.
No longer living?
No, just anything that, you know.
Disintegrated?
Nothing that would make someone go, oh my god, oh my god, I'm silly and I'm going to call the police about it.
I'm pretty sure that dude dropped the phone.
I want to play water at this guy.
Yeah, that's good. How fast does it go? That's good.
Why am I waiting so long? I've waited like a minute.
Yeah, I think we're good.
I want to play water at him, though. Alright, he's gone. Okay, Best Western. Oh, I already called them, apparently. Called there. Called.
Call the second Best Western.
Oh, that's good. Oh, I already called them, but I called them about 1,200 numbers ago.
I think you're good.
I haven't called this one.
Thank you for calling the Best Western Plus Blairmore, Saskatoon. For group bookings, press 1. For lost and found, press 2.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Thank you for calling Best Western Blairmore. Jerry speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Jerry. Is that Jerry with a G or a J?
With the J, sir.
Okay. Because we... Are you guys the... Which Best Western are you?
The Blairmore.
Are you, like, the second Best Western?
What do you mean, sir?
Well, we're trying to find...
We are three best...
We're just trying to find the Best Western.
We are three Best Western in Saskatoon, the East Side, Airport Inn, and the Blairmore, the West Side.
So you're the third Best Western, then?
The third, yeah.
Okay. Which one's the first
two are
Best Western?
Best, yeah. Sorry?
Which one's the first Best Western, then?
Sorry. Oh, what do you mean the first? The one, the first that was opened, or...?
Like the Best Western.
Actually, sorry, sir. I really cannot get you. What number you said? How many? What
well, you
Best
said,
Western?
I thought you guys were like the second Best Western, but it turns out you're the third Best Western. We want to find the best Western.
Actually, sir, we don't have the first, second, and third Best Western. We don't have the best. The best is everything. Every one of us is the best. It depends on the location. The East Side is on the East Side. Airport Inn is by the airport. We are on the West Side.
West Side, the best side?
Yeah, the best.
Because, like, I went to the, you know, the one Best Western, they hit me. So, on that basis.
Okay, so are you making a booking? Because right now I have a line of guests now in front of me.
A line? How many?
We are at the top of check-in. Four.
Yeah. Well, how many, though? So, eight?
Can I have your number and I will call you back?
Oh, this is my, my name's Jacoby. I'm calling on a friend's phone.
Okay, so
but if you have boost,
if you don't mind, I will be checking in guests. Can I put you on hold?
Well, how many guests? Because I might come down there then if that's faster.
Yeah, just come.
Are they? Is this the Cough Western?
The Best Western Blairmore.
Well, how many people are down there? That way I know how long I'm going to wait for.
Okay, hold on. One, two. Okay, hold on. Just hold on.
I got a great group of guys down there.
Thank you for holding. We look forward to talking with you soon. Please hold the line. We'll be right back with you.
I'm sorry. I made him leave. I was just so carried away in the moment with all the music and the merriment. Felt like I was in The Sims. So they're all the Best Western. Interesting. Rosin left.
He does that sometimes. He'll be back.
Oh, and welcome to the show. You're listening live. The evidence is there's ringing phones and cats meowing. Goodness. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. I'm Whoopi, your Rogue Server file jockey, live in the studio with Catalyst, Cloudmaster, Hootis, Karthor, and Speem. Oh, and Whoopi.
Whoopi.
If you, Dairy Whoopi. Queen. Yeah. And Dairy Queen. They pick up. Which I doubt. Oh, hello. Can you? My friend wanted to talk to you. Can you speak to him?
Hi, sorry.
My friend.
Hey, what's up? Yeah. Hey. You got the? I'm out back. Can you?
Sorry. Okay? Well, what do you need?
Oh, he's out back, and he's asking if he can, if you can hear him. Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Awesome, thank you.
So, the situation happened. I don't know if you were here for it. Were you there? What's up? What's your name?
Sorry, what do you need?
Your name.
Well, yeah, I want to report an incident. Or, like, make a complaint, I guess. Or, like,
what was your complaint, sorry?
Review. Well, I'm out
is
back. I don't know.
In regard to your order, or?
Were you here earlier?
Did you order earlier?
It depends. Were you here?
Sorry, did you order earlier?
It depends. Like, I mean, I would. Were you there, or?
Sorry, what do you need, sir? Did you order? Do you have a complaint?
I wanted to order earlier. I want to in the later.
Yeah, you can order. You can just go here, and we're gonna assist you for your order.
Well, I wanted to before, earlier.
Yeah, you can come here if you want to order. Okay, that's everything.
Were you there? Did I?
No.
Do you remember me? I'm the guy. Oh my God! What is that? Are you okay?
Are you okay?
Oh my God. It sounds like you're going through a blender. Are you getting blended?
Sorry, do you need help? Sorry, sir, do you need help?
Yes, I do. A little bit.
Yeah, if you want to order, you just come here, then we're gonna assist you for your order.
Do you have mushrooms?
Is there anything else I can help you?
Yes. Yes, please.
Yeah, what's that?
Would you be a love and send me pictures of your feet?
Sir, what are you saying?
I said I love you. I would like pictures of your feet.
It's not about your order. If you want to talk to that, I can give this to my manager, and she will gonna talk to you.
Does she have nice feet? If she could send pictures, either one. I'm not picky. I'm not that picky. You take care of them at least.
Sorry, sir, if you don't need any help, I'm afraid I have to hang up the phone, okay? Thank you. Bye-bye.
Aw, come on, baby. Baby. I think I almost got some pics.
She sounded like she wanted to. Also, the way you're still robot-y, but I think we can work with that. Say it's a speech impediment.
I thought you should just say it was related to Stephen Hawking.
bicycle. Okay, they're not picking up.
Did Clown Master show bicycle or something?
Yeah.
I missed it.
Thank you for calling. Welcome to Team Hortons.
Hey, we got little bits and stuff.
I'm sorry?
We want to, you know, you're the Tim Hortons.
This is the Tim Hortons from near Sobey.
It's still bubbling.
Yeah, the same as you, ma'am. Can you calling again?
Calling again? Can
you
hear me?
I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
Not so clear, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me? It's bubbling. Sir?
Sir?
Oh, wow, their phone line is real quiet. Country cuisine. Who wants to talk to them?
I'll do it.
Good evening, Country Cuisine.
Oh, hi. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Well, aren't you a bottle of Sunrise just waiting to be opened? Hey, I got a question for you. How many people can you seat at one time?
Like what's our capacity?
Yeah, you know, like a sunrise inside of a seashell. Hello?
Oh, I get the fucking...
Where'd I go wrong?
I don't know.
She said no.
I also had the volume for the line that goes to the phone down, like, way more than usual.
Oh, so she couldn't hear me?
Yeah, but she could.
Oh.
CJ's Roadside Tap and Grill.
Hi, our friend is dropping packets.
Pardon?
Our friend's dropping packets down there. Is there any way we can, like, come down there and look for them?
Packets?
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean.
He's dropping a lot of packets. Like, I'm looking at him, and it looks like he's dropped, like, from, he's dropped, like, 1,805 into is 1,671.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is the bar in town, so.
Do you hear him?
Yeah.
Do you hear him?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, CJ, he's dropping a lot of packets.
I had an order and a fucking packet.
What are packets?
Do you hear him?
Bubbling.
He's trying to talk, but like. He's dropping a lot of packets. We want to come and find him. Like two. Like at CJ's.
There's nobody here at CJ's but our locals.
we were there, but you know, he was dropping packets.
I do not know what you're talking about.
Oh, you just want to find the packets again. That way you can get stable. Yeah, stabilize.
Okay, I'm going to hang up because I have no idea what you're talking about.
No. Do not.
Don't. Do you hear him?
No.
Fuck. Turn it up, you fuck.
He's dropping packets. He's angry about it.
I think she dropped the call.
Yeah.
I think you're echoing.
Oh no, that's the phone line.
Oh.
Oh, a gas station. If they pick up, I don't think they are. Oh my God.
What?
Oh, Snappy's in the chat.
What's she saying?
Good evening, Garfunkels.
What's she saying?
Hey.
Hello.
What can I get for you?
Oh, my friend wants to talk to you. Like, he asked me to.
Okay.
He's got a bit of a speech thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, I have a speech predicament. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Okay, so am I.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Hi.
Hey, this is Tom. Tom? There was an order
Okay.
It was bubbling.
You're breaking up.
I'm sorry, ma'am. This is a speech impediment. All right. No, not. It's like more like a speech predicament.
Yeah. Like he's breaking up. I can hear little bits and pieces. I can't hear everything.
Yeah, he's dropping a lot of packets.
Yeah.
Tom. What was it again? Yeah, I can't even understand him. Did he say something about something bubbling?
No. I couldn't really understand anything. Because it was breaking up too much.
Yeah, he's got what they call like a severe packet loss.
Oh, okay.
Like, it makes his speech pretty hard to understand.
Yeah.
But the issue here on my part is I don't know what he's doing here or like trying to talk about.
Because this is Garfunkel's Bar and Restaurant and Grill and Pub.
Yeah, the Gourmet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tom, try speaking again.
Maybe if I do it slow. Yesterday, I had an order.
Okay, you make an order. What kind of order?
Yeah. It was bubbling. Oop. And Snappy said something. It was large. Large copy.
Okay, large. Large copy.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Do you know Snappy Bix?
Okay.
Do you know Snappy?
Nope.
I'm trying to figure. I heard she said something. I was just wondering.
20, 60, 80. No, I don't know.
Is that a customer? Can I talk to them, please? Just real quick.
I don't have that customer like that in here.
Oh. Do you have like size 7 feet or around that? Your like shoe size?
Nope.
Not around that?
Nope.
'Cause I was investigating a situation across the street, and just to clear you of any like involvement.
Where do you live?
We got a shoe print and
40, 60, 82
as evidence, and if we could just see your feet, a picture would be fine.
Okay, because I don't know anybody, and I'm just an employee at Garfunkel's.
It's a semi-serious situation.
Okay, but the thing is, I haven't left my house today at all till I came to work, and I don't know where you live, and you don't know where I live.
Do you know Simon? Are you familiar with? You don't know Simon. You work at Garfunkel's?
I work at Garfunkel's, but I don't know what he looks like, and I don't know him by name.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to let you go because I have customers that are waiting on me right now.
Let me talk to them real quick.
These are customers that are from out of town that you do not know.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I have to go.
All right. Let me know.
Because I have to go because I have, this is our business phone that you're phoning on, and I have people that want to order, phone in orders.
Oh. Somebody's walking up to me right now, and I think they want to, they're talking about you.
Do you know my name?
I'm Tim. Yeah, I'm Tim's lawyer, and by Title IX, you can't discriminate against him. You've got to answer his questions.
I am an employee at Garfunkel's. I'm not discriminating against him. I do not know what the person he is talking about.
Simon. Simon and Garfunkel.
I don't know. Okay, that's a prank call. I'm hanging up.
Oh, that was really stupid.
The stupider, the better.
She was discriminating, though.
Oh, it just sucks when she discriminates. Your packet loss cleared up a good bit. But I think saying that you suffer from packet loss is good.
What?
I think you gotta like consistently talk more than your packets seem to even out. Because I couldn't understand what you said, and you were so all. Hello?
Hi.
Someone keeps sliding money under my door.
Sorry?
Someone keeps sliding money under my door. I counted like $500 so far.
Which room number you're in?
Well, I kind of don't want to tell you.
You don't want to tell me which room number you are in?
Well, am I supposed to be getting this money? It's kind of a lot of money.
Like, you call that front desk, right?
Yeah, I'm just wondering if you're doing something like giving money out to people under the door.
No, we don't.
$600, we're up to $800 now.
Okay, then I don't know if it's a scam or you have to call the cops or, like, that's totally your call.
Well, it's
if
like...
If you want...
Do you hear?
If you want, I can look around who is this person.
I'm just not sure, like, what I'm supposed to be... Did I do something good down there, you think?
I don't know. That you know. Like, it's your call. If you want to keep the money, keep the money. You want to call the cops. Like, we won't be responsible for anything if something bad happens.
And so you're up to $800 now.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, you don't want to tell me your room number, so, well, I can't help you.
But do you want any of this money?
No, I don't. Thank you.
It's like we're up to $1,000 now.
Okay, that's good.
$1,100. $1,200. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 940, 941, 942.
Do you want me to call the cops for you? Like, do you need any help?
No, I don't need like police or anything. It's just there's like $941 in my hand.
Hello?
Is he my money or so? I lost.
Oh, are you the person handing out the money?
Money. Where the fuck's my money, motherfucker?
Oh, here it is. I didn't know if this is your money or not.
There's a nice gentleman. I think this was his money.
Okay.
Well, do you want to talk to him?
What's your room number?
Hey, what's your room number? I got a bunch of money, lady. What's your room number? What's your room number? I got money. I got 1,100, 1,100,
She said no.
I accidentally sent a message to those people over a text.
I hope it was spicy.
It was just, looks like either five or six. Six periods.
How do you accidentally do that?
Well, it's the 3 minutes and everything. And I get, you know, I can send text messages. I hit the wrong button. Who wants to talk to Hotel?
I'll try.
Okay.
Thank you for calling the Woodland Inn. Please press 0 to contact.
Good evening, sir. Woodland Inn Hotel.
Yes, can I get some directions? Hello?
Yeah, this here?
Yeah. Well, no. Somewhere else. Of course there.
Yeah, do you know the McDonald's?
You guys are near the lighthouse that whispers the directions?
Yeah, this is Woodland Inn Hotel.
Yes. You guys are near the lighthouse that whispers directions, right?
Yeah, do you know McDonald's? Boston Pizza and McDonald's, do you know?
Yeah, that's near the porch light that sings lullabies, right?
Yes, across McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Yes.
You guys got the chocolate-covered thunderbolts, right?
Yes.
Okay. And did you guys get rid of the library that breathes really softly?
Yeah, no. Library is not here. It's the main road.
Okay. But you guys...
Yeah.
In the middle of the town, you guys got the midnight train that's made of glass, right?
Yeah, you find it in the McDonald's.
Yes. I have a skunk. Can I bring my skunk?
Skunk?
It's a therapy skunk. Skunk, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
no.
Therapeutic.
Wow.
It's therapeutic.
Oh. Yeah, no, we are no pet.
It's the skunk of El Dorado.
Our skunk is no.
The skunk of El Dorado. It's therapeutic.
Yeah. Odrenin motel.
No. The skunk of El Dorado.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't have skunk.
I'm going to give you a teacup filled with a rainstorm. That'll be my gift to you. My thank you for the skunk.
Skunk, what do you mean? Your tailpipe?
In the tailpipe?
Tailpipe?
Tailpipe. Hey, the tailpipe, the skunk. The skunk of El Dorado.
What skunk is what to mean?
Yes, I will bring the skunk. It's therapeutic. I will bring it for you. You give it a hug. Makes me happy.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it'll be good. You'll like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you still there?
Are you still there?
It's kind of interesting. I could hear a little bit of the speech and the phone noise. Oh my god, where's the music? Where's the music? There it is.
Oh, Airhead has joined.
Welcome. Or willkommen. Welcome to the show. You're listening live. RogueServer.com/Wappy. I'm Wappy, your Rogue Server file jockey. It is March 31st, 2026. 8:50 and 30 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. It's the Wappy Wappy every March 31st, 2026. And welcome to the show, welcome to the show, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Welcome. Sports bar. Who wants to talk to a sports bar?
It sounds like John Cena does. Pixelated John Cena.
Sports bar. I think I can.
Oh, I'm all done.
Hi, are we able to do sports down there for you guys?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me? No.
Love that.
What the f- I've never heard of this gas station chain before.
What is it?
Highway for Service. Highway for Service.
Still Canada?
Yeah.
Jumbo gas.
Hey, I filled up my tank with all the gasolines and stuff, and it's still kind of bubbling.
Sorry, what?
I filled up my gasoline. You know how you have gasoline tanks on the car and a bicycle and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I used your gasoline, and it's still bubbling.
Give me 1 second.
I'm not sure if that's normal or not, or if it's even safe to drive. And under this condition.
All right. Here.
Hello.
Clarence, what did she tell you?
Huh?
What did she tell you?
She told me nothing.
Cause I filled up my gasoline tank. You know how cars have gasoline and stuff? It's
how
still
a car says gasoline?
Yeah, mine's still bubbling.
Okay.
I missed it because I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Your car is bubbling?
Well, the gasoline part of it is.
Oh, okay. That's some cool sound effects.
Is it
sounds
safe
like
to drive?
Bust a move. Oh, yeah. Give her pedal to the metal.
I'm just not sure. It was like
I
the oil
so.
Pressure.
Full send, man.
Oh, there's a car just drove by. I'm sorry.
Well, it's all good. Happened.
I pulled over on the side of the road because it just kept you know bubbling.
You should race that last guy. You got the race fuel.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Oh, there's a big truck.
Get it.
Oh, that's.
Run. Don't stop.
Oh, no. So your professional diagnostic is, like, it's safe to drive?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Can I put it in a horse?
Put it in a horse and just step on it. That's how you know you're not gay.
Like gates? Like a bus through the gate, you mean?
No, like you're not gay. Is if you floor it.
Well, are you gay?
Maybe.
When I come down there, can we, like, look at each other?
We can. We can do all kinds of things if we come down here.
You know.
Me too.
I'm like a three on the Kinsey scale.
That's perfect. I settle for 1.5 all day long.
Okay. So that's pretty good then?
Totally.
Alright, we'll just come down and we'll look at each other and see what we like, I guess.
Okay, I like it.
Thank you. My name's Gay.
Yeah.
My name's Gay Verified.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
I love you.
That was dumb.
I was gay.
Gay, eh? I'm gay, eh, for pay?
So you know you're not gay.
Gay.
That's nice, you know, love is blossoming here live on Wappy Wappy every March 31st, 2026, exclusively live on rogueserver.com/wappy. 8:56 and 42 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time currently. Because there's also the other thing that makes it go back and forth. Let's look it up on the loud keyboard.
Daylight savings?
Yeah, we are currently in daylight savings.
Yeah, it's EDT. Okay.
Post-meridian Eastern Daylight Savings Time.
Daylight time.
There we go. Here's more words for me to say. Oh, we didn't call them. Airhead, I think you have to make a call.
I didn't do anything. What did I do? Am I in trouble? Oh my god.
You're in the live room. A&W, Canada.
Oh. Hello, A&W, how may I help you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing okay. This is the A&W, right?
Yep.
Oh my god, you guys have root beer?
Yeah, we do.
Oh my goodness. What, you got root beer cake?
No.
Oh, you got root beer fries?
Just only have the regular root beer and root beer shake or frozen root beer.
You got hamburger fry root beer? Huh? You got root beer hamburger?
No. We just only have the regular beer.
Okay, well, I want root beer.
I don't know
beef,
how to make it.
And I want root beer burger.
I don't know. We don't know how to make the root beer burger.
You just put root beer on it. Duh. How hard can it be? I just need one root beer burger, please. Then I would like one order of root beer fries and a root beer float. Hey. Mm-hmm. Okay. Make it happen, Captain. Oh, crap.
He said no.
He said no multiple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Welcome. Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome in. Oh, Oh, you're listening live on rogueserver.com/wappy. Oh, you can join the mumble too. Get about another hour left on the show.
Hi,
we have a sandwich.
You want to order for pickup?
No. I have a sandwich. I was wondering if I could bring it down there, like, to show you guys.
Okay. So what happened?
Okay, so basically I came down there, I got a sandwich, and, like, I'm not sure, like, what's all on it. So I kind of want you to, like, take a look at it and and check it out for me.
What time you came to the store and picked your sandwich?
About a week ago.
A week ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not entirely sure what happened to the sandwich.
Okay. You can bring that.
It's all colorful.
Sorry?
It's really, really colorful.
Okay.
Can you help me with that?
Just a second. So, what help you want me to do?
Can you order
a sandwich a week ago, right?
Yeah, I have the sandwich here and everything, and I'm looking at it. I can't discern what's on it.
What kind of sandwich?
It's on bread. It's on, I think it's like a brown bread.
Brown. So you know the name of the sandwich?
No, because like my mom got it for me and she said this is a Subway sandwich, and I took a bite of it and I said this is pretty good. I'm gonna save it for later, but I let it. It's been sitting for a couple weeks in my room and it's got all sorts of like colorful fuzzes on it now.
Colorful sauces?
Yeah.
So we have like a couple of sauces. I don't know what kind of sandwich you are talking about. Do you know what kind of meat is inside the sandwich?
I think there's like a round slices.
You mean cold cut?
Yeah, yeah.
We have three.
Yeah, three ghoul cuts.
A cold cut?
Yeah.
Okay, so you wanna order that now?
Well, I just, because I know. Like, I heard from, like, you know, the other place that you got all sort of meat and stuff you put on it and everything.
Yeah, it's just the cold cut. And it's with Italian bread and with the white cheese.
Yes, I just don't know what's on it, though.
Sorry?
Because I got all fuzzy and black and stuff.
Sorry, sir, I can't understand you, what you are saying.
Because I let it sat on my desk for a couple weeks. It got all fuzzy. It got all black and blue and little pink fuzzies.
Just a second, I will give you a call to someone else. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, how can I help you?
I have the sandwich.
To order for pickup?
No, I got it a week ago. My mom got it, and I don't know what was on it. Because I'm looking at it now, and it's all sorts of colorful fuzzes, and it's all black and blues and pinks and stuff. There's bugs on it.
When did she got the sandwich?
About a couple weeks ago.
So yeah, if it's a couple of weeks ago, you shouldn't complain us the same day.
No, because I ate it. I took bites out of it a couple of weeks ago. It was really, 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 really good, and I loved it. I love the sandwich. I like all the meats and the breads and stuff. It's just,
okay.
I don't know what was on that sandwich, and I kind of want to know.
So you want to order you're complaining or you're ordering something?
No, I want to bring this sandwich down here. It's all sorts of fuzzes and molds and growths and yeast and stuff coming off of it. And I want you to look at it and tell me what's on it. That way you can make it again for me so I can eat it again.
Oh, you want to order a new sandwich again?
I want to figure out what was on the sandwich. And the cat's been attacking it too.
What was that in that? Like, how was the color?
I don't know, because my mom, whenever I got it, it was like a brown bread, and it had all sorts of, like, greens and green.
Like, we can make a new sandwich, but you should tell us what the sandwich was.
Well, I don't know what it was.
Because we can't remember.
But
yeah, like any meat, any color or something.
It was like, it had like a brown bread. It was, it had all sorts of lettuces. Yeah, little red slices on it, and I peppercorns. It's really, really, really good.
I think so. We can help you here. You can come and visit us.
Can you look at the sandwich for me?
Yeah, whenever you will come here, we will.
All right, and the cat's been biting it. Is that an issue for you? Can you handle it if the cat bit it?
Sorry?
The cat, he's been playing with the sandwich. Cat was too far. Free food.
That's what's up. Get some of that.
I guess I can call that moldy.
Thank you for calling Subway. To place a catering order, visit Subway.com. We cannot accept phone orders after 11 a.m. Please use the Subway app or visit Subway.com. To speak to the restaurant staff, press 2. To place a... Please wait while I connect your call.
Oh no, I might mess this up and you might go to jail. Hello? This is the Subway? In Shelby?
Yes.
Hi, can we do like a free sandwich for my friend?
No.
Why not?
Because they cost money.
No, because he wants it for free, though. He's got like a speech thing going on.
Sorry.
He really wants the sandwich, and he's like unable to like come in there and like order it and stuff.
Well, I cannot do that.
But he's got a speech thing. He's dropping packets.
I found a sandwich, so I want you to remake it.
Yeah, he found a sandwich, and he wants you to remake it.
Please.
Call this number again, and I will call the police.
Please.
I'll call the sheriff on you.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck.
I'm sorry I couldn't get you a free sandwich. Oh, and welcome to the show. We'll call police. Oh, you're still a little bit choppy, Hootis.
Let's bring over. Yeah, I'm speaking. I'm going to help you.
Hi, you guys have a severe thunderstorm warning.
Okay.
So, I just want you to be aware of that.
Who's this?
My name's Jacoby. What did you say your name was?
Athens.
Athens?
Aspen.
Aspen.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Aspen. You guys just have a severe thunderstorm warning for your local area.
Okay.
It's in effect until 9:30.
Okay.
And at 9:02 Eastern, a severe thunderstorm was located near Crestline.
Okay.
The hazard 60 miles per hour wind gust. The source is a radar indicated it, and the impact is expect damage to trees and power lines.
All right. Well, I appreciate the information.
Are you in an interior room on the lowest floor of a building currently?
I don't know. I'm in a Burger King.
Alert. Seek shelter.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think... It's just what it always says to do that one for it. It'll just make a lot of thunder noises and stuff, probably, at the best.
All right. Well, thank you. You have a good night.
I love you. Oh, I need to drink more of this energy drink. Wait, should I do it live? Live.
Do it live. Sounds like
I was going into a spiel and I was muted. That's pretty cool. Oh, welcome to the show. Oh, I had to make mouth noises. Oh, you can join the Mumble at mumble.rogueserver.com. Join the live room. I'll unmute you, and you can make a phone call with us.
Yo, I'm good.
Wendy's Old Fashioned Hamburger. This is Kirsten speaking.
Hey, Kirsten. What are you guys doing for the...
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. He's got a bit of a speech thing. He's dropping packets. It's been a thing pretty much all night.
Hello. What were you saying? I couldn't hear you.
Oh, sorry. That was my friend. He's got a bit of a speech issue. He's got what they call packet loss.
A packet.
Yeah, he's dropping a lot of packets whenever he speaks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you want to try to talk to her again?
Yeah. This is Tom. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I found an order, and I wish that... I mean, I have an order, and I wish that you could remake it.
Okay, what was on it?
Is it number two?
The number two. Was everything on it? It was made regular?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. If you come back through, I can get that remade for you.
I found it in the bathroom.
You found it in the bathroom?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Is that alright? And I ate it.
Okay.
It was on the floor, though.
I'm sorry, with the, do you want me to, for you again, to call up for Wendy's at it?
I know. It's fun.
Here, I'll let you have,
It's fun.
I'll only tune in if you get packet loss.
Yeah. Hey, I got an order, and, like, the soda's, like, still bubbling. It's like, what?
Well, what's her issue? What a B word. I'm not talking about buzz.
I want to say you're so ethical tonight.
You know, with all the swearing.
I wanna reserve a table just to make you, like, butt in.
Do you wanna try again?
Yeah!
Okay.
Yeah. If you can hear me, then...
Yeah, you seem to be okay. Fairly stable right now.
Wendy's Old Fashioned Hamburgers.
Hey, my name is Tom, and... I got an order earlier, and, it's weird because, like, the soda's still bubbling. Not sure, like, I don't know if it's...
I'm sorry, what's the issue?
I got an order. It was like a large number 2.
Okay.
And like the soda, it's like still bubbling. It's like bubbling a lot. It's weird, and I'm not sure what I should do. It's like making other stuff, like, bubble.
You gotta admit, this one took me a second to figure out.
Yeah. Did you figure it out? Because my stuff's gotta stop bubbling, man. Stop bubbling my
Yeah, you're a staple there.
Nice. Yeah, it comes and goes. I got one of those come and go plans.
Is that something to tell Wendy's?
How may I help you?
Are we able to, like, get on a come and go plan for Wendy's?
I'm sorry, say again.
A come and go plan for Wendy's?
No, I don't think so.
What's the best thing we can do then?
I'm not really sure.
I want to come, you know, to get Wendy's whenever I need it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, we're open from 6:30 to 10:30, so anytime within those hours, feel free.
Well, I just don't want, because I don't want to pay for something I'm not using. No, I'm not sure that worked. Who dis? Do you want to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Shelby Wendy's. How may I help you?
Hey, Shelby. I'm outside. And there's like a severe weather alert or whatever. Do you know about that?
What the fuck is their problem?
I think I sound fishy.
Oh.
Suspicious.
Suspicious.
I get that a lot. Maybe it was that I called her Shelby and that's the place.
No, because it's normal.
It'd been part of it.
It's totally
yeah,
normal.
Yeah, a little bit.
Wendy, hello? How can I help you?
Hi, you're Ashlyn? What the You're the Ashlyn Wendy's, right?
Help you.
You're the Ashlyn Wendy's?
One of them.
Okay, what's going on down there?
What do you mean, what's going on down there?
Well, I tried to talk to you, and then you hung up the phone on me.
You disconnected. I'm not sure what happened.
Oh, okay. Well, did you, like, put the phone on the hook then? Or did you bump it or something?
No, I had it up in my head the whole time. What can I do for you, man?
Oh, there's, like, I heard something about a severe weather warning down there. Are you guys
it's
okay?
It's not that bad.
Okay, well, can I come down there and just, you know, until it passes?
You have a good night, man.
Oh, I can then? What's wrong with these people? This is the part where the show gets really, really quiet and very serious and very, very intense.
No.
I'm Whoppy, your Rogue Server file jockey for tonight. Welcome to the show. It's currently 9:23 and 2 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time, Daylight Savings Time. It is March 31st, 2026. This is the Whoppy Whappy Show. Welcome.
It's currently a full moon.
Oh, and welcome to the show. Oh, closed. Oh, welcome to the show, by the way.
How's the chat doing?
Oh, they're talking about what tomorrow is.
What's tomorrow?
April. Yeah, get prepared.
Yeah.
Wait, Wendy's, how can I help you?
Hey, how you doing? Sorry, I just had a question.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not taking you away from what you're doing. But do you know about tomorrow?
What's tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow is, we're sending people back to the moon. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
No.
Well, we are currently asking for donations. We're raising funds to watch it. Would you like to be part of that?
I'm a Wendy's employee. There ain't no way I'm spending money on somebody going to the moon.
You could think of it as an investment in your future business. He doesn't want to pay us to watch people go to the moon.
Hi, I'm calling from for the people for moon travel for tomorrow. How are you doing?
I'm okay, how are you?
We're raising money to watch people go to the moon. Are you interested?
No.
It's going to the moon, though.
I'm all right on it.
But you know what it is and everything?
Yeah.
It's a good cause. And it's for tomorrow, it's the moon.
You have a good one.
I love you. I think Hootis.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like...
This is Kevin speaking. How can I help you?
Good evening, Kevin. This is Tom with the local chapter of Moon Travelers. How are you doing tonight?
I'm sorry, who is this?
This is Tom with the local chapter of Moon Travelers. How are you doing tonight? I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much. It's a beautiful day out here where we are in this town. I was just reaching out to all the local businesses and seeing who wants to be involved in this wonderful opportunity. You can, for a very light subscription donation / gift, you can be part of a team of locals and donation will support the children of the future. The children, it's for the children with cancer. We're gonna watch people. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Any fundraising or marketing would have to go through our marketing team. That would be more of a corporate thing, not just like the store itself. We can't do anything like that unless our corporate team gets...
No. Shut up. I see. I understand. It's not really like
fundraising. We're inviting you to be part of the team.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And it's an investment. Kevin. Shit, making it up as I go.
What was Kevin's problem? He was handed the perfect opportunity. For the children. Local chapter of people for moon travel.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please try your call again later. Goodbye.
Why is it so quiet?
I don't know.
Oh, it's because we're on the show and welcome to it.
These parts get cut out, and burned up.
Shredded up in little tiny, 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 tiny pieces. Because it's 3 hours, I don't know how we divvy it up. If it's 3 hours,
we do like hockey, do the third period.
Nori, when you say, may I help you?
Hi, we're from the local Moon People's Travelers Association Guild. Tonight, how are you doing?
I don't know what happened. So good. It was smooth.
It sounded legit. Again. It sounded legit.
So legit. You sound like a well-spoken, educated...
I got the Baja Blast pizza and it's not really good.
I'm sorry?
I got the Baja Blast pizza and it's not good. Wow, I'm going through my strikes quick.
Damn. Ejected.
Third strike.
Thank you for calling Marco's Pizza. Our calls are answered in the order they are received, so please stay on the line for the next available team member.
No.
Or go to marcos.com to place your order online.
Thank you for calling. We know you're talking.
Thank you for calling Marcos. This is going to be for pickup or delivery.
Okay, we're from the Moon Travelers Association. Are you interested in watching it for with us?
What's that?
We're from the Moon Travelers. We have a television. You want? Can we bring it down there for you guys to watching on it with us? Because it's tomorrow's a day away, and they're gonna be
Yeah, it's Marcos. So it's pickup or delivery.
Oh, Marco, we're coming in. We want to, cause we are with the Moon Travelers, and they're sending someone tomorrow up there, and we want you to watch it with us.
Okay, what are you asking?
You'll watch us because we're with the Moon Travelers. It's for the kids, sir. And we're going to watch people go to the moon tomorrow.
You'll watch people go to work tomorrow?
Yeah, to the moon.
Hold on 1 second. All right, so who is this again?
Marco.
Marco?
Yeah.
Are you a scam artist?
No. We want to watch people go to the moon.
Your phone was just like his. That was funny. His phone was so loud.
All right,
gave it away.
Yeah.
Okay, I think this is a really dumb premise, but I love it.
Doggy.
Moon Travelers.
I think my dog's high. It just like fell off the bed.
Oh yeah, that is the classic scam. It's the Moon Travelers want to watch people go to the moon scam.
Heard it a thousand times.
It's a classic scam. Well, are you pouring a cup of something?
Yeah.
Nice. I already called them.
This is called Wingstop. Did you know you can skip the wait and order online? Visit us at wingstop.com or download our app. Press 1 to place an order. 2 for store hours, or 0 for any other.
0.
Wingstop, how can I help you?
Hello. I was just had a question about tomorrow.
About what?
Can you help me? Tomorrow, can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Yeah. What's up?
Are you guys, like, doing anything about tomorrow? Like, anything weird or different? You know what I mean? You know about tomorrow?
No.
Because, like, I don't want to come down there and be like, I want 20 wings, and you guys are like, April Fools, fuck you, you know, like, or, like, here's a wing, or, like, spit in my wings or something for April Fools. You feel me?
Yeah, I've never heard of that being done anywhere. Ever.
I mean, like, it's an example. I don't mean spit in the wings. I guess that was a bad example. But, like say,
yeah, like
April Fools,
in general.
Here's 10 wings for 20, or or like here's a bad soda. You know what I mean? Like people that. You haven't heard of that? Yeah, have you ever heard of April Fools? Duh.
Yeah, not my business is selling food.
Closed.
Sounded like a guy that spit in some wings before.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I need two more moon people.
That's probably the April Fool's joke right there.
We are open for dine in and carry out. Press 1 to speak with us.
Ooh.
Hello, Jalapenos in Barberton.
Hi, are the Moon Travelers people?
I'm sorry, what?
We're at the Moon Travelers people. We watch people go to the moon for the kids. Are we able to do that down there?
Able to do what?
We watch people go to the moon. As for the, you know, sick kids, or like the cancer kids.
Yeah, we have to let them know that we're still in the...
They just kind of come down there.
Yeah, we close. We're closed now.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, you can call back tomorrow, and then there'll be somebody to talk to you about it.
Can we come in tomorrow?
You want to come in tomorrow? Of course.
Yeah, we want to watch people, because we're doing people go into the moon tomorrow.
Yeah, our manager's going to be here around 5 p.m. That would be a perfect time.
Is it a manager or a woman manager?
Excuse me.
I want to know how to address them. Did we call this Taco Bell?
Think of something like at the beginning of your call and then forget it by the end of the call.
Oh, Taco Bell.
You?
Oh, for you.
I forgot, though.
Hello?
I'm sorry? How can I help you?
We had the Baja Blast pizza.
Did ya?
Yeah, the Baja Blast pizza. Hello? 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 Talk.
Hello?
Hi. Are you the Taco Bell?
Yeah, how may I help you?
We had the Baja Blast pizza, and it wasn't very good.
The Baja Blast pizza?
Yeah.
I don't have that on my menu.
Because we got it there, and it wasn't good. I'm not sure what
we didn't get it here because I don't have that.
No, because we got it there, though, is what I'm saying.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So what do we do?
What did she see?
She saw the end of the call. All right, I remember now.
Oh, good, good. Does it require anything in particular?
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
No. Nothing at all. Nothing in particular.
A lot of these places are closed. Oh, we're in the last 15 of the show. Welcome.
Then there was
now all you have is some a loop.
This show was funny.
A lot of weird short calls that didn't really go anywhere from me.
You feel free to throw any of my stuff up on YouTube if you want.
VO to Marley's.
Hey, excuse me. Sorry. Thank you. Sorry to bother you. But, my name is Tom. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Is this a person?
Sometimes yeah.
It's a, computer or whatever. So, I'm traveling through the area, and I was wondering if you could help me out with recommendations. Please.
Okay. For what?
Do you recommend anything? Well, you know, there's tomorrow, do you recommend anything? I'm sorry, what's your name? Wow.
All bad.
Do you want to try again?
Yeah, I thought that was a good pitch, man. What the hell? They were really defensive, like, immediately. It was like, hello? What? Hey. That guard was up.
How long are you doing calls for?
Hey,
probably another, until the top of the hour. About
7?
Yeah, I think that'd be, 10
yeah,
my
that
time.
One.
10 Eastern.
So what, that's 10 minutes?
Yeah. You could probably go a little bit over.
All right.
If need be.
Hey, it's Hootis.
Yo, what up? I've been here, homie.
Your mic's been fucked up, but it's alright. We don't have to talk about that.
Us as his packets have been fucked up.
At least I didn't ditch out.
Hey, I've been playing Grand Theft Auto the whole time.
What happened to Call of Duty?
No excuse.
I got mad at it.
Thank you. It is slightly too warm here in the Rogue Server File Jockey studio. I'm Wappy, your Rogue Server File Jockey for tonight. It is currently 9:49:45 post-meridian Eastern Standard Daylight Savings Time. It is March 31st, 2026. The Wappy Wappy live exclusively on RogueServer.com/Wappy every March 31st, 2026. Welcome to the show.
Full moon.
Full moon.
Deal with my ass out.
I was able to do that whole spiel while the phone was ringing.
Rosin.
Who's talking? Yeah.
You go?
Yeah. Yeah, let me go. Hello?
Oh, they didn't pick up.
Is this Wendy's? Still Canadian land?
No, no. Back in the USA.
You were so bad.
Please leave your message for 4407.
No.
Ooh.
Oh. They are quick.
Wendy's, how can I help you?
Hi, Wendy's. I just came in there recently, and I had an issue with my baked potato.
With your what? I'm sorry.
I had a baked potato for dinner, and I had an issue with it. Or can I talk to the person in charge?
I'm the manager. When did you get the potato?
I'd say like 30 to 45 minutes ago.
Oh, we haven't had no potatoes all night.
What you mean by that?
You got it from Griswold Road?
Yes, I did.
Oh, we haven't had potatoes since I got here at 4 o'clock. I've had no potatoes.
Anyways, can I tell you what the issue is?
I mean, sure, but I didn't sell you a potato.
These potatoes won't cook themselves. You know what I'm saying? Why aren't you guys giving me just potatoes?
Didn't nobody sell you no raw potato?
I beg to differ, because the last time I was there, they served me a raw one, as they thought it was appropriate and laughed in my face.
Okay, I'm sorry. There was no order from tonight. If you can bring your receipt up here, I can remake it for you.
You guys got potatoes now?
No, not tonight. I can put one in. It's going to be an hour.
An hour? What if I bring you a potato?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What if I bring you a potato? Can you cook it?
Have a good night.
Is your bacon halal free?
Sorry, what was that?
Is your bacon halal?
Have a good night, sir.
Oh, you fat bitch.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
My bad.
You said the B word. Said the B.
My bad to all the women in the Rogue Server community. She sounds like a single lady, too. Support your single moms, guys.
Whoopi. Yo. I like that call where you were like, I'm fat. It reminded me of when you were like, I think you said, I want to do it.
Can I help you?
Hey, I have lice. Is that okay? Can I come down there? Or into the lobby, the inside, and order?
My lobby's closed.
Well, I mean, like, tomorrow.
I don't think that would be the smartest thing. Hold on.
What?
Give me 1 second. So. Unfortunately, I don't think that would be a good idea. You would have to come back brand new, a life free.
What do I do?
There's There's life shampoo that you are supposed to use. That's supposed to help get rid of it in like another. In like a few days.
But like I'm like hungry, you know. I'm hungry. You know.
I don't know, but it's not the smartest thing because you're out.
Can I wear like? What if I wear something? Like a spacesuit or something. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Like, I mean, cause then you wouldn't, it wouldn't, like they won't, you know, like jump off, you know? And I could just get my food. Yeah.
She's totally cool with the idea of you wearing a spacesuit.
She was.
This is a totally fun. Normal thing to do. Oh, are you remembering the call that I where I said I'm stupid?
No, that you have lice. I think it was a hotel or something.
Yeah.
I think you said, but it, I mean,
it works that way. You know. Oh, Cloudmaster.
It can be a quick one.
If you want to do a call.
Me or Cloudmaster?
Okay.
Come on, Cloudmaster.
I don't belong on the air.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Wendy's. How can I help you?
I have lice.
Hello?
Hi, I have lice.
Huh?
I have lice.
Who's this?
Jacoby. Am I allowed to come down there?
Who is this?
Jacoby. I have,
Hey, I have someone on the phone named Jacoby. They're saying they got lice, but they're allowed to come here. Obviously not.
They got what?
Lice, apparently. I don't fucking know.
From here?
Probably a prank call, but...
Hello?
Yeah, like, whenever I got the sandwich, like... like there's lice, so it's now in my hair and everything.
There's lice in your sandwich?
Well, it was in the bag, and now it, like the sandwich bag got on my, like it spilled on my head, and now I have lice.
Okay, and you think you're funny because you're prank calling?
No.
No. Okay, well have a great day. Okay.
What's your problem?
What's your problem?
Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you need help?
No. I'm pretty sure you do.
Why?
Because you're bored.
Okay.
But you have a great night, okay?
My head's itchy.
Okay.
What the hell am I supposed to do? My head's itchy and I'm hungry.
And if you keep prank calling, I'm going to give your phone number to the police.
I'm going to give your phone number to the sheriff.
You can get in trouble for calling. Okay, please do.
What are the police going to do?
We'll be gladly to see them.
What are the police going
to
do, man?
You'll be gladly to see them?
What are the police going to do?
You could get in trouble for prank calling a restaurant. Did you not know that?
I'll call the sheriff. Okay. I'll call the sheriff right now. Hey, I'm calling the sheriff.
Oh, there's different people in. There's Jay.
Silent Bob.
Jay, do you want to do a call?
Hey, buddy, let's do a call together.
Okay, last calls.
Last calls. I do use last calls.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Hi, buddy.
Is that a familiar voice?
Who is it?
I don't know.
They
said something. Oh, no.
Hammer Sundays.
Hi, Wendy's. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Something was wrong with my burger.
What was wrong with it?
My burger. So, like, I got the burger, right? And I thought you guys had, like, the occasional, like, fresh patties, right? Well, the patties was not fresh. It just sounded like they're still frozen. Beep. Okay.
What the hell's her problem?
Call a McDonald's really quick and see if Clotmaster wants to say something about the big arch.
Clotmaster, do you want to talk about the big arch?
Come on, Big Arch.
I think he already answered you. He never does calls, right?
It's really good. It's an exciting new product. Only at McDonald's.
Oh, you can tell him about it.
Yeah, please. Please come on.
I want to hear you tell McDonald's about the Big Arch. I think that'd be great.
Hello.
This is McDonald.
Can I have one big arch?
Oh, they're gone.
Oh.
MC Don. Oh, why? Where's the music? Where's the bed music? Do you want to talk to McDonald's? Wait. Yes, you have to, I think, because the... You know. Rosin.
Yeah, McDonald's. Mickey D's. Fucking people don't know that answer, huh? Ruin our fucking mind. Just kidding.
You say it's just starting picking up their phones.
No, for real.
Hello?
pick up this stupid phone.
Hello?
Hey, buddy. Hey. Hello?
McDonald's.
Hi. There was something wrong with the big arch. Does your big arch have bacon in it? Ma'am, this is crucial. Does your big arch have bacon in it?
Ma'am, can you hear me?
Can you hear me, ma'am? Does your bacon have the big arch in it? Hang up the fucking phone already. You didn't even answer my question. Hang it up. Oh, I have no snacks available. Oh no. This is the outro song. Hello, ma'am. The big arch, does it have bacon on it? Ma'am, does the bacon have the big arch on it? Does the bacon have
it roll?
Does the bacon have the big arch on it? Does the bacon have the big arch on it? The bacon have the big arch on it? Bacon, 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 bacon. Bacon have the big arch on it. Bacon. Take it away, Whoopi.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw.
Look at that.
Hey, bye,
McDonald's. We love you. Okay.
End of the night.
Oh, you have to try once more because that woman was stupid.
Stupid women alert. All right. My bad. My bad to all the women in the rogue server community. I did not mean that.
It's just an individual thing. She was individually stupid. Individually. That's how you say it, I think. There's a slight delay in it, kind of.
Love ODB.
Carson McDonald.
Hi, McDonald's. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I was wondering, the big arch, right? Do you know if it has bacon on it?
What?
You know if the big arch has bacon on it? Do you know if the big arch has bacon on it?
No.
Also, do you think they're going to discontinue the big arch?
I'm busy right now.
I'm asking you a simple question. Are they going to discontinue it or not?
That's her problem.
Oh, okay. So you need to get to my second question.
Oh, and welcome to the near the end of the show. Hudis has to do a call, then I have to do a call, I think.
Yes. Has anyone asked them, like, why their boss took such a small bite or whatever?
I imagine a lot of people have, but we haven't. I have seen it. All right. Wait, Rosin, were you satisfied?
Yeah, I'm satisfied.
All right. Okay, who
does? Weird. Yeah. Yeah, I don't take small bites. Rosin.
Yeah.
You're crackling up. You're crackling.
Oh, my bad.
Staticky. Static.
Hello, Margaret McDonald. Hello?
Hello. Hi. I'm sorry to bother you. Hey, can you hear me?
Okay.
Can you hear me? Hey. Can you hear me okay? Aw, man.
What's her problem?
Bad Les.
messed up.
I cannot count.
They're all about business, like crack the whip.
Come on, McDonald.
Are you calling, like, small-town McDonald's or big, or, like,
I'm just calling a lot of McDonald's. Random. Oh, if it helps you, these McDonald's are all on the edge of a lake.
That helps?
It's on Lake Erie.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Isn't that... Yeah, so that would be, like, closing time for sure.
Oh, I think it's... Oh, okay, good, good. That was blocking me from hitting the call button.
Calling from Alien McDonald's. Please listen to our menu, as our options have changed. Please press 1 to hear our restaurant hours and address.
Oh, God.
Record your message at the tone.
The fuck is that? The McDonald's phone tree? How many billions of dollars does that cost?
Thank you for calling Henderson McDonald's. Please listen to our menu, as our options have changed.
Please
press 1 to hear our restaurant hours and address.
Oh, God.
Please press 2 if you are a customer and would like to speak with a member of our management staff about your visit. Please press 3 for general restaurant inquiries.
That one.
Number 2.
Henderson McDonald's, how can I help you?
Hello, happy Tuesday. I just had a question.
Yes.
I'm sorry to bother you.
What can I do for you?
Me and my family were just traveling through the area, and we were wondering if you would be kind enough to give me some recommendations.
For what, exactly?
Anything that you could recommend, or like we're just traveling through, like maybe tomorrow.
Just like, which area are you traveling through?
By the lake.
There's a couple of like nice ice cream shops around here, right on the lake. If you go down more towards the Vermilion area, there's a couple of restaurants that are right on the water that people will like drive their boats up to. That's a nice area.
And then if you drive down the lake. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem, hon.
Would you be interested?
There's a couple of science centers too.
Oh, that's interesting that you mentioned that, because we have a foundation of moon travelers that you can be part of for a small monthly fee.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth every penny.
It is, absolutely.
It's actually an investment. Huh?
Yeah, no, you're right.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I interrupted.
No, you're okay. I said that you're right. That is a good investment.
I don't know if you want to be part of it, but we would love to have you, like, watch with us and stuff. Do you want to hang out?
I appreciate the offer, but I
go to the moon tomorrow.
Yeah, I appreciate the offer, hun, but that is okay. But I hope that you guys enjoy your travels and that you guys are safe and that you find lots of cool stuff to do.
You sound like you have sweet feet. Sweet little feet. Cuties. You sound like a darling. Like you take care of them, even. I want to watch the moon with her and the people go there.
Alright, my last... I'm not sure if this is gonna... Oh, go ahead.
That was a compliment. Just at the end there, I was complimenting her about her feet. I wasn't being weird.
I have to ask a question. It's kind of a real question, too. I'll ask it in a disingenuous way.
Hey, Avon.
I work at the other McDonald's on the lake. We have this machine that goes doo-doo-doo-doo, and I don't know what that is.
It's probably the fryer.
The fryer? Does it go doo-doo-doo-doo? Like that?
Yeah.
Are there any other machines that have other different noises? This is my first time doing this.
Oh, probably the grill. Sometimes the grill makes noises.
What noise does that make?
It's a red notice pops up.
What's that?
Hold
one?
On. Let me pass you to the other manager because he might be able to help.
Yeah, I'm new here, and they're just saying they want me to like figure it out on my own.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Can we have the one that went boo-dee-doo-dee-doo, and that's apparently the fryer?
Yeah, it's probably the fryer.
Alright, what other... Because there's a bunch of other ones. I don't know what they are. Like that one. What's that one? Like, I heard that a bunch of times, too.
I don't know what you're talking about. I can't hear. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, he said he was having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Cause there's
I'm not actually sure. It almost like right. Hold on. Does it sound like this?
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like that. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
that
the
one.
Same noise you're hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's the fryer.
It's like the fryer song.
Yeah, it's probably telling you need more oil in your fryer.
Oh, okay. I just, you know, I'm new to all this.
You should be able to just hit the button and it should turn off.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Then there's one that went boop.
Yeah, no problem. Hopefully it works for you.
Thank you. I love you, man.
All right, no problem.
I'm with the moon. You wanna hang out sometime? Maybe if I come back?
Yeah, whenever you want to. We got to find some time.
Yeah, we're going to watch people go to the moon together. I'm part of the Moon Travelers Association.
Oh, what?
The Moon Travelers Association. I pay the monthly fee, and we just watch people go to the moon all day.
I ain't never watched nobody go to the moon.
That's really cool. We'd mainly do it for the cancer kids.
Hold on. Well, okay, you guys have a good day. I'm trying to get some more stuff done. We're about to close soon, so...
We'll see you on the moon, man.
Yes, man. See you on the moon.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
I love you.
That was good.
All right. Does anyone else have a burning urge to make another phone call? Because if not, I think that's going to be the end of the show.
It was fun.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. It's time to go.